It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Matthew chapter 8, verse 14 and 15. Mark chapter 1, verse 29 to 31. Luke chapter 4, verses 38 and 39. In these chapters, we are reading about Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus was in synagogue teaching, and someone comes to him and says, Peter's mother-in-law is very sick. Luke says in chapter 4, verse 38, she had high fever. There are different kinds of fevers, and sometimes people die with fevers. One of my sisters, she was admitted in the hospital. She had high fever and she died. So I know there are so many different kinds of fevers, and some people die with fever. So Jesus Christ went to this house, and the Word of God says in book of Luke chapter 4 verse 39, Jesus rebuked the fever and he touched her hand and lifted her up, and the Word of God says she was completely healed and start serving them. They were Jesus Christ, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. All of those people were there. And you can see, the Word of God says immediately her fever left and she started ministering to these people or serving to these people. Once somebody has this kind of fever takes all your strength, and you do not have strength to do the work. Immediately, she starts serving them. When you say immediately, that means that fever was not gradually healed. I can give a couple of examples. One day, I was just passing by from one neighborhood. One sister said, "Please come. My daughter is very sick." When I went there, that little girl had high fever and she was crying. I just touched her in Jesus' name, rebuked the fever, and I left. And as soon as I went at least 10-20 feet, the lady called me back. She said, "Come back." I thought maybe something happened. I said, "What happened?" She said, "Fever left. And my child is completely healed." I said, "Just praise God and glorify God." In another time, I was just passing another neighborhood, and one person followed me. And he said, "Would you come to my house?" I didn't know this person. I said, "What can I do for you?" "My daughter is very sick, having high fever. Could you come and please pray for her. I said, okay. While I was going, this man said, my wife, she takes tobacco and she has a bad habit. As you pray for my daughter, could you please pray for my wife so she could give up this bad habit? I told her to give up this bad habit, but she said, I might divorce you, but I cannot give up this bad habit. When I went there, the baby was crying, and I asked the mother, do you love your child? She said, yes. Do you love Jesus? She said, yes. If Jesus heals your child, will you give up your bad habits? Because whatever you're doing, according to the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, the Word of God says, your body is the temple of the living God. And you are destroying the temple of God. And God Himself will destroy you. She said, if my child is healed, I will give up these habits. I rebuke the fever in the name of Jesus and touch that baby. And as soon as I touched and prayed, immediately fever left and child stopped crying. And the lady gave up those things. I told her, a week later, I will come. But please do not take this tobacco or any other things which is destroying the temple of God. And she promised, I will not take it. Week later when I went, she was having severe headache. I said, sister, how are you doing? She said, my child is completely healed, but I'm having headache because I did not take this tobacco. I said, you want me to pray for your healing? Or would you like to take this tobacco back? She said, no, please pray for me and I'll be all right. I prayed for her, touched her forehead. Instantly, headache was gone and she was free from that habit. One more thing and I will finish it. I don't want you to be bored. There was one Hindu man and his daughter was very sick with a high fever. And that night, middle of the night, maybe 11:30 or 12 o'clock, snake bit me. And I said to this man, showed my wound, and he said to me, that is a cobra snake. And we have so many cobras in my apartment. So one of them might have bit you. So let's go to the hospital, otherwise you're going to die. I said to him, God will take care of me, even though I go to doctor. Doctor has no authority or no power to extend my life. So I went to my room and I prayed. When I said to this man, can I pray for your daughter? He said, please do not touch my daughter because you're cursed. When cobra bites somebody, that means that man is going to die. So I didn't pray. I went to my room and went to bed. Early in the morning, 4 o'clock, I heard that baby still crying. So I went to him again. I said, sir, your baby is crying whole night. Can I pray for her? He said, are you still alive? I said, yes. He said, please touch my daughter and pray for her. As soon as I touched her and rebuked the fever in the name of Jesus, that child was completely healed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has given us the same authority and same power to heal the sick. Are you sick? Are you afflicted? Do you have some kind of sickness and disease? And you are lying in your bed, maybe with a high fever? This is your chance. Call upon Jesus. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You know what? Jesus Christ has forgiven your sins, and you are a child of God. Now if you ask Jesus Christ to heal you or your loved ones, He will hear your prayer. I'm going to join my faith with yours. Shall we pray together? I believe Jesus Christ is going to touch you and heal you. Put your hand on your body and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. You are doing signs and wonders and miracles. You are going to touch your people, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. Lord Jesus, there is nothing impossible with you. I commit each and every person into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you believed that Jesus Christ has touched you and healed you, then act upon it. Or go to your doctor. Get a checkup. There is nothing impossible with God. Each and every kind of sickness and disease, God can heal. There is nothing impossible with God. Start doing things which you were not able to do before. No matter what kind of sickness you had. Just have faith in God and tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done, who believes. See that lady? As soon as Jesus touched her, she was healed. As soon as I prayed for those children, they were healed immediately. Sometimes healing comes gradually. Sometimes it comes immediately. But Jesus wants to heal you right now. So receive it by faith.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.